Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. SK Hynix, the world's second largest memory chip maker, is the latest company to join the $1 trillion club. Shares in the company have more than tripled this year amid the AI chip boom. They rallied over 9% higher today, bringing its market capitalization above $1 trillion. Fellow memory maker Micron hit the same milestone just hours before, and South Korean peer Samsung Electronics also passed the mark earlier this month. Speaking of Samsung, unionized workers there approved a bonus pay deal, averting a strike. Under the terms of the deal, reviewed by Dow Jones Newswires, the company has agreed to allocate 10.5% of its semiconductor division's operating profit to special bonuses for employees in that segment, contingent on hitting certain profitability benchmarks. A senior Samsung official said that that could yield up to $430,000 per employee as early as next year. The 11th-hour deal put an end to months of labor unrest that had raised fears of possible disruptions to the global chip supply chain. And the European Union plans to reserve most of its mobile satellite spectrum for homegrown operators starting next year. It's the bloc's latest move to curb reliance on foreign tech companies. Wednesday's proposal would overhaul how licenses are granted for the frequency band that's used for satellite communications after May 2027, when licenses held by U.S. companies Viasat and EchoStar are due to expire. Two-thirds of the sought-after band would be reserved for commercial use, which would be divided between European companies and non-EU companies to diversify the bloc suppliers. The remaining one-third of access would also be set aside for EU operators providing secure government communications. And that's your TMB Tech Minutes. Check back in the morning for another quick tech update.
Security program on spreadsheets. New regulations piling up. An audit dread. It's time for Vanta. Vanta automates security and compliance, brings evidence into one place, and cuts audit prep by 82%. Less manual work, clearer visibility, faster deals, zero chaos. Call it compliance or call it Calmpliance. Get it? Join the 15,000 companies using Vanta to prove trust. Get started at vanta.com/calm.